If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hull, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
Guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Glad to have you on board. It is the Ray Lucia Show, and a good one, a dandy, actually, planned for this hour of Money Power. Make sure you stick around for the entire program, because you know the drill. You can miss a minute and miss a lot. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number to call. If you'd like to jump on board, I'd love to have you. 844-729-7469. Although, I've got a full plate today, so be patient if you do call. Or email me. That's a little bit better and a little easier. And if you do email me during the course of the show, I'll try to move it to the front of the line. I do have Austin, Jennifer, Alan, and Ernie all ready to rock and roll, but I'll put you to the top. Does your retirement plan account for your own cognitive decline? Yeah, I'm going to break the news to you. Starting at about age 50, we don't make good financial decisions, at least not as good as we did when we were 49 and younger. And it's all scientific. I'll get to the science in a little bit. And it's so important that you have a team surrounding you of people that do understand this stuff. Old age and the decline in financial literacy. A study published in Management Sciences, authored by the Department of Personal Financial Planning, professors Michael Fink, Sandra Houston, and John Howell. Very interesting stuff. I've been studying it. I'll tell you about it in just a minute. Why your brain wants to make you broke and what to do about it. Remember we talked about behavioral finance the other day? Folks, we are hired to be really, really bad investors. Our brains are wired that way. It's the, you know, run and hide when the bear's coming after you in the woods. You know the whole deal. We get scared out of the market and we never get back in and so forth. But I start today with this. The Standard & Poor's 500 is now the longest running record high in terms of the number of months that it's been in existence as far as the record is concerned. And yet still 20% of all of the stocks in the Standard & Poor's 500 are in bear market territory. What does that tell you? Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray program. Yeah, this is interesting because so many people are euphoric about how well the stock market has done. This in the midst of trade wars and impeachment discussions and all this other stuff that's going on in the news on the stock market, slowly climbing, climbing, climbing to record highs. But if you think it's easy to pick individual stocks, understand this. 20% of 500 is about 100 stocks are in bear market territory. That means they're down 20%. Even stocks, very popular stocks like Twitter, down what recently? 20, 30%. So picking individual stocks can be a recipe for disaster, which is why we've always talked about broad-based, whether it's indexing or ETFs or managed portfolio, which I prefer with a professional money manager that you can call on the phone and they can talk you off the ledge. You can explain, they can explain why they own Twitter and it's down 30 or 40%, but it's one of 100 stocks in the portfolio. So it represents 1 or 2 or 3% or whatever the number may be. So the fact that it's down 30% isn't going to kill you. You know, if they own 1% of 100 stocks, each owning 1%, then that's a 3% potential decline. I mean, you know, the math, it's not complicated to figure out. If it's 100% of your money, then you just lost a bunch. But if it's 1% of your money, it's a rounding error. So I got thinking about this, and it brought up the question in my mind about rebalancing. Have you done any rebalancing at all lately? We're 9 years into this bull market now. 114 some odd months or 15, I don't know how many months in it, but it's a lot. And stocks are up somewhere between 300 and 400%. Who would have thunk that back in 2008? When highly respected individuals like Bill Gross and all that, they were predicting the demise of the stock market. The Dow's going to hit 5,000 very soon. And they were wrong. At least on a long-term perspective, they were wrong. They were maybe right at one point. The Dow was going to drop. But I think Bill Gross came out after it already dropped quite a bit and scare people out of the marketplace. And now here we are 9 years later or so, and the market's up 400% or 300 and some odd percent. So the question is, have you done any rebalancing? Now, as you well know, I'm not a huge fan of automatic rebalancing. A lot of advisors and brokers say, yes, you should put your money in my money management because every month we rebalance to your asset allocation model. That, in my mind, is dumb. Every month, there's transaction costs in doing that, buying and selling and so forth. So in the Arizona Republic, I found this. Russ Wiles wrote about it, and here's what he said. Consistent rebalancing is a reliable and often underappreciated source of higher risk adjusted performance for the patient investor. Okay, so here's where we get to the rub. It does not mean you will have better performance. It means you are likely to have better risk adjusted performance. There is a big difference. Absolute return versus risk adjusted return. Which one do you prefer? I think most would prefer the risk-adjusted one because remember what we learned in behavioral finance. The pain of loss is 10 times greater than the feeling we get when we have a gain. 10 times. So you want to lower the volatility and lower the risk because it'll keep you in the market longer. And that's important. But it's not going to produce a higher absolute return because two-thirds of the time the markets are going up and one-third of the time the markets are going down. So it would only stand to reason that you just stay in the game for as long as you can and the good companies keep getting better and so forth. But it's prudent to do some rebalancing. And some studies have shown that effective rebalancing might buy you maybe 20 basis points as an additional return. I have not personally found that. But then again, I'm not a researcher. Now, obviously, rebalancing means you, if you're a 60-40 mix in stocks and bonds, and now you're 70-30 because the stock market's gone up so much, you sell 10% of your stock and put 10% more into bonds and get back to 60-40. That's why it reduces your potential rate of return, doesn't it? But there are some behavioral issues that you need to be cognizant of. And here's what they said in the Arizona Republic. A less obvious aspect of rebalancing is that it can help investors overcome psychological tendencies that can prove harmful. Yes. Greed is one, as explained by research affiliates. When investors are sitting on large paper profits in the stock market, they could become susceptible to the house money effect. Ever been in Vegas? You're playing with the house's money? No, you're not. You're playing with your money.
Vegas, baby. Vegas!
Fear of missing out is another one. Many of us tend to remain heavily invested in stocks, even when it becomes more risky to do so, out of fear that our buddies at the gym or on the golf course are going to brag about how much they're making in the stock market. And this is the one I was alluding to. People are evolutionary wired to follow the herd, so says research affiliates. That is, nobody wants to feel stupid or even ostracized by missing out on big gains. So you just have to reverse that. You need to say, no, 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 no. I'm one of the smart ones because I'm not getting lured into this potential trap, and fight off the tendency to go all in. We'll finish on this, and when we come back, we'll talk to you about why your brain wants to send you to the poorhouse.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Attention, business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best and money information. I'll finish up on this rebalancing thing because, as I mentioned earlier, I do have, you know, mixed emotions about it. I think some of the firms do it far too often. I would suggest maybe once a year or better yet, because most of us have large cap and small cap, etc. Whenever you're out of whack about 5% or more, then probably it's a good time to do some reshuffling of the portfolio or rebalancing. But I've got a few tips here that I think make some sense. First off, whenever you rebalance, it portends selling something and buying something else, right? Well, if you do that in a taxable account, you're creating some kind of friction or tax costs, etc. So you can do all of your rebalancing inside of your 401k or your IRA plan. Now, what that might mean, and this is where you've got to be careful, if an advisor only looks at your 401k and doesn't look at the other assets you have outside of the 401k, they might say, oh, you're way out of balance here. And the other thing that you have to look at is the tax implications of where you hold all these assets. So the rebalancing needs to be part and parcel of the entire plan, which would include the asset location part of your retirement plan. I know it gets a little bit complicated, but that's what a best practices advisor gets paid the big bucks to do for you. Next, as I mentioned, you don't need to rebalance all that often. I use a 5% threshold. Now, this one is also important. Rather than selling assets, use your contributions to rebalance. For example, if you're underweight, let's say emerging markets, right? You want a 5% allocation to emerging markets or a 10% allocation and you're down to 5. You can literally, by making your contributions into your IRAs and 401ks, overweighting the amount of money you put into that underweighted portfolio as part of the entire mix, instead of having to sell something to reshuffle it and putting it in somewhere else and go through a transaction cost. And whoever says there's no cost inside 401k plans is kidding themselves. Of course there are costs. Anytime you make any kind of a move with your money, there will be costs. And in the 401k plan, those costs are shared by all. So you might want to talk to your buddies about that too. Next, rebalancing doesn't work as well with individual stocks or bonds. Well, of course not, because they could conceivably lose most or all of their value. So rebalancing is something that does require a little bit of time and some expertise, hopefully with a financial advisor, so that you don't do it too often. And you do it in the right accounts or by adding money so that you don't have to do rebalancing at all. It's not anything you have to stay up nights worrying that much about, because it won't add or detract that much from the overall performance. A 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds over a 20 or 30 year period probably does an average of 7%, and an all stock mix over the last 20 years probably did an average of 8%. So you're talking about probably 0.75% maximum. I made that up, but that's probably fairly close to accurate. Okay, what I said before the break, and I kind of ran out of time saying it, why your brain wants to make you broke. Molly Triffin actually wrote about this, and I found it interesting because in the last several weeks I've been talking more about behavior and how behavior is way more important than picking the right money manager. Because you can learn to control your behavior. You have no control over what the market's going to do or a money manager is going to do. So Molly brings up things that we've talked about in the past. Mental accounting. She says a dollar is a dollar, right? But sometimes we treat money as though it's not all equal, like blowing a tax refund or bonus because it feels like free money. That gets back to the house money concept that we were just talking about. A refund, a tax refund, is not free money. It's your money. And so you've got to be very, very careful not to just blow. I know I've been guilty of this. I have been guilty of this. You know, right now I have $91 at the state of California, I think. I got something in the mail the other day. And it was from years ago from some company that I did business with. And I can get the 91 bucks back. And I've done this before, right? So if I got that 91 bucks, what would I do with it? Would I go out and blow it because it was free money? It's not free. I earned it. That was compensation from years ago that I never received. So be careful with that. Hindsight bias. It's a phenomenon in which the past event seemed to be more prominent or predictable than at the time. In other words, we look to yesterday to predict tomorrow. Very dangerous thing to do, especially now with the markets at record highs. So we're going to look at in the rearview mirror and expect that the markets will keep doing 15, 16% a year like they've been doing on average since the bottom in March of 2009. Not going to happen, folks. It's not going to happen. Short-term framing, that's living now. Living in the present, what makes you feel good today, and forgetting about tomorrow. I don't need to tell you about the ostrich effect, but putting your head in the sand, and most of us don't like the clunky stuff in our lives. I know I don't. I don't like dealing with taxes and the accountant and all that. It's just not fun. But putting your head in the sand is dangerous. And this one I found most interesting. Decision fatigue. Here's what they said about this. Maybe you click on Instagram ads while scrolling before bed. Wife guilty of that. Splurge on $14 cocktails after work or overbuy at the grocery store on your way home. Yours truly guilty of that, not the cocktail part. Chances are you're experiencing the effects of decision fatigue. According to research, the more choices you face, the harder it becomes to make reasonable economic judgments. Turns out decision making is like a muscle. Just like you run slower and sloppier at the end of a long treadmill session, your ability to make wise decisions depletes after making a series of small choices. Boy, that is so true. Do you have decision fatigue? I suggest you make your important decisions in the morning when you're fresh and not in the evening when you could be tired and depressed about all the crap that went on during the course of the day. It also speaks to 401k plan providers and others. When you have choices up the wazoo, that's not good. Limit the amount of decisions that you have to make, and you'll be better off for it. We'll be back.
you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Blaze Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show, talking about something that's really, really important today, and that is the fact that your retirement plan needs to account for your cognitive decline. I know nobody wants to think about this stuff, but it is true. As we age, our ability to make good financial decisions declines, but our confidence level stays relatively high. And the two of those working against one another is not a good thing. Dr. Fowle talked about this. Remember, he's written on the Vanguard Alpha Advisor Alpha. In other words, a good advisor can produce alpha or an extra return of about 3% per year net of fees. But that advisor isn't addressing cognitive decline. They're addressing withdrawal strategies and tax planning and asset location and all the other stuff that we talk about ad nauseum on this program, but not cognitive decline. Not just Vanguard. You have the Russell Company, huge global asset manager. They said the same thing. Both of them concluded about a 4% annual, take away 1% in fees. It's about 3% compounded extra return because you have a good advisor. Morningstar with their alpha, beta, now gamma approach. And these are all academic studies. You can look them up. Said it's 22 point something percent more income with a good advisor. But none of these look at the cognitive decline. So Fowle wrote about it. Here's what he said. When it comes to financial planning, Vanguard's Alpha and Morningstar's Gamma are really just the tip of the iceberg. For instance, neither study considered how to incorporate home equity into a retirement income plan. True. We could consider the naive strategy to be conventional wisdom of considering a reverse mortgage only as a last resort. But as we've discussed on this program many times before, that is not the case. In addition, these studies are limited in that they can only examine quantitatively. It's much harder to quantify things such as ensuring you make the right beneficiary designations. Have you reviewed that with your advisor? With your estate plan, last hour I talked about Aretha Franklin, just like Prince, just like many, many others, dying now intestate without a will. And the kids are going to have to fend for themselves, go through court proceedings, spend a whole bunch of money in probate. Just really foolish. Tax savings and other stuff that could unravel years of good planning. That's what a good advisor can bring to the table. He goes on listing several economic milestones that an advisor can help you with, like retirement, keep you out of spurious opportunities, perhaps like buying certain timeshares, maybe prevent potential mistakes driven by what we just talked about, behavioral considerations. Working with the right advisor can really add up in terms of what you put in your wallet, but even more importantly, making sure that as you age, there is a plan in place to protect you from you. He goes on to quote research by Michael Fink, John Howland, Sandra Houston, all professors and researchers on the subject of old age and decline in financial literacy. You can look it up. It's a multi-page study. I've read it in the past, and I find it all really, really fascinating because it takes into account the fact that we as individuals, as we age, have a very high level of confidence in our abilities, but our abilities are declining starting at age 50. That is true. About 1% per year from age 60 on, according to this article. And I look at this graph. I pulled this graph from the study that I'm looking at, and it's frightening because you can see the red line. You obviously can't see it, but I'm looking at it. But if you could picture a score of 1 to 90, the red line being confidence at about 70. And it remains at about 70 all the way out to age 90. In other words, confidence is the same at 60 as it is at 90. How you feel about being able to make good financial decisions. The same at 90 as 60. But then they've got the purple graph that shows actual financial literacy, if you will. And it declines from about a 65 all the way down to 20 at a two-thirds loss. A two-thirds loss in financial literacy. I've witnessed this myself with my own father, who is going to be 93 this year. He was doing fine up until maybe 8 or 10 years ago, but he was probably not doing fine. And most of us are not doing fine because it's very silent. It doesn't happen out loud. It happens very slowly and very gradually. So the question is, have you done any planning? Here's what they had to say. Declining abilities to do financial calculations and other types of cognitive impairment make it increasingly difficult to manage a complex investment and withdrawal strategy as you age. Why is that important? Because most of the stuff, as you well know, that I talk about on this program can be a tad bit complicated. It's not, you know, just get out of debt because that's a good thing to do. I get that. But there's a next level of planning that's really critical for those that have money. $500,000, $300,000, $2 million, whatever the case may be, if you need to live off of your own money. Remember, if you don't have defined benefit plans and Social Security flowing in to give you a guaranteed paycheck with some inflation component in it every single month, you have to create your own paycheck. And that's where it gets more complicated because markets don't move up at 8 or 9 or 10% every single year. They are violent in their swings. That's why when you look at the history of the stock market, it looks sort of like an EKG, except that 20 or 30 years later, it's always been higher. But in the interim, it is dicey as can be. He goes on, it's important to plan ahead and make binding decisions before cognitive impairment sets in. Examples of these binding decisions could include working with a trusted financial planning firm that can be on the lookout for cognitive impairment and help arrange for necessary additional help if needed. Let me talk about that for just a minute. I love good financial advisors, but I love the firm more than I love your advisor. And the reason is the firm has a global obligation to all of its clients. Your advisor has a fiduciary duty, theoretically, to aid you and assist you. But the firm has an even greater responsibility to make sure that you are doing all, you, the advisor, are doing all the things necessary, including evaluating whether or not your client is suitable. And filling out a piece of paper and saying, here, sign this, is not enough, in my opinion. So make sure you're working with a firm that has the resources to help oversight their advisors and can bring to the table planning strategies that can be turnkey if necessary. We've discussed things like lifetime income annuities, systematic withdrawal strategies, automatic rebalancing, or spending bonds first. All of those strategies do require a certain amount of activity at the firm level. And what do you do if your advisor leaves and goes to an independent firm goes on their own. Will the new firm have the same resources? You just think it's your advisor, but it's not. It's who they associate with. Is there an in-house money manager that's picking stocks and bonds that you can actually speak with? These are things that I think are critically important as we learn more about our cognitive abilities and the fact that there is a declination starting as early as age 50. I'm struggling with that one myself. Although my wife reminds me on an almost daily basis of mine with respect to my driving abilities. We had that very discussion after church yesterday as I was driving a little too slow for Parnelli Jean. We'll be back. Don't go away. It's the Ray Lucia Show. Emails are next.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
So here's the question. Do you have a plan in place with your financial team to protect you from you? Have you thought about that, the cognitive decline? I know I've spoken to many retirees worried about, say, a spouse that's non-financially oriented, making sure that there's, you know, professionals in the mix to help he or she get through the difficulties. But it becomes even more critical as you age. If you're beyond the age, say, of 60 or 65 or 70 for sure, know that the financial decisions that you make are going to slow down. You know, I've got a good friend, and I'm watching him slow down. He's a massive, big, huge guy that I've known for probably 30 years, always sharp as a tack. But he's probably 75, 76 now, and he's slowing down. All of his movements are slower. This is it just happens. It's a fact of life. And so you have to assume that if your body is slowing down, it's very likely that your ability to make good, solid financial decisions may also be slowing down. And Wade Fowle talked about that. And there are numerous now economic research articles and studies that have been done that tell us almost specifically how much we're slowing down, and it is somewhat frightening. So let's get to the emails here. Got some dandies. Hit it, boys.
Oh, yes.
All right, the first one is from Austin. I'm helping my parents with their financial planning. Where should they begin? By the way, I'm in training right now and about to enroll in the CFP program. Okay, Austin. Well, congratulations. Did you go to your firm and ask them where you should start? I mean, if you're in training, the first rule in investing always is before you invest, you manage risk. So where would I start? I would start with this so-called pyramid of how you should be thinking. Number one, at the base of the pyramid, you manage risk. Write them down. What are all the risks that your parents may face? I don't know how old they are and how old you are, but there's the risk of death. All right, how's mom going to get along, or dad for that matter, if the breadwinner dies, or if they're both working, are they both equally insured relative to the amount of income that they make? Have you addressed, or have they addressed what debts need to be paid off? Are you going to carry a mortgage for the survivor, or you want the mortgage paid off? You have rental properties that should be paid off, or are they going to be liquidated? Those are decisions that need to be made, and it needs to be part and parcel of their economic plan. What else? Disability. What happens if one or the other become disabled or need long-term health care? I know these aren't the fun things that we talk about in financial planning, we like to talk about investments. But before you get there, Austin, you got to get into the uglier stuff. All right? Do they have a will and a living trust to make sure that there's probate avoidance and there's not going to be big disputes over who gets what if you have siblings? So the estate plan is critical. So once you get through all the tough stuff, then the easy stuff is, well, it may not be that easy. Do they have a retirement plan? How much do they have in retirements? What are their assets? What are their liabilities? What needs to be paid off and what needs to be invested? How should it be invested? What's their withdrawal strategy? How do they feel about inflation? When should they take Social Security? Those are the next steps in the plan. And all of this, by the way, needs to be in writing. And then you can get in at the tippy top of the pyramid to more speculative investing. Now, there are some really excellent software programs where you can have all your beneficiaries lined up, where you can press a button and see every life insurance policy, all of your deeds and everything, how everything is labeled, so that the planning becomes easy. It's just work. And since you are in training, why don't you volunteer to do that work for them? Why don't you get all of their information? I don't want to do a commercial for any of the computerized planning software programs, but you know, hopefully your firm has made an investment in one or more of them that you can make available to your parents and or your future clients, where they can upload all of their documents so that it's easy to get to them. This is really turning financial planning into the art of financial planning. It's not just picking stocks. It's not just retirement planning alone anymore. It's all of the above. And then once you get them set up on a system, they can go in and check how they're doing. You can aggregate all of their accounts. Maybe they got a 401k, they have an IRA, they have a Roth, they've got an old rollover, they've got a brokerage account. You can aggregate all of their accounts into a nice asset allocation pie, do a risk assessment, make sure that their risk is within their tolerance level. And I think, man, if you did that, you would be one heck of a good financial advisor, be terrific education, probably more training than you're even getting right now. So that's what you should do to help your parents. Okay, I got another one here. Alan, my broker wants me to margin my portfolio and invest in alternative strategies in order to diversify. Is this a good idea? No, it's not a good idea. Margin means borrow. So you're going to borrow money against your stocks to go invest in something that's probably illiquid. So if the stock market declines a lot and you get margin called, you have nothing to liquidate except your stocks that you don't want to liquidate to pay off the margin. The last thing you want to do is sell in a declining market. I don't like the idea of margining. I know that anyone that used leverage over the last 8 or 9 years killed it. I mean, why wouldn't you borrow money at 4 and get 16? Anybody would love to do that. But when it doesn't work, it really doesn't work. Ask anybody that was overly leveraged in real estate. Yeah, the real estate market's come back, but they went broke before it happened. If you had, you know, 80% loan on your property and the property lost 40%, you owe 20% more than the property is worth. If you can't keep the mortgage payments going, you just lost that property. Welcome to what happened to commercial real estate. It's all come back, but it doesn't matter now because a lot of them were already lost. So I do not like leverage and investing. I'm out of time. Thank you all so much. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a fabulous day. God bless. Bye-bye. Ooh, ooh.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Talk Radio.